The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Move now to the news that up to 1,000 protesters marched outside Southampton police station last night, with some throwing chairs and bottles, wheelie bins and flares at police. The unrest came after the Reform UK leader Nigel Farage called on people to react with pure cold rage to the treatment of murdered 18-year-old Henry Novak. Henry was handcuffed as he lay dying after being fatally stabbed. His killer, Vikram Digwa, told police attending the scene of the stabbing on the 3rd of December 2025 that he had been the victim of a racist attack. Let's get more on this now with London correspondent for the Irish Times, Mark Paul. Mark, this has gone from being a court case, a sentencing, to being a very major political story now in the UK, hasn't it?
Yeah, a political story, a policing story, and also a story that shows that once again Britain is effectively a tinderbox, as it was in 2024, the summer of 2024. And there is a fear now in the British political and policing establishment that they may face a summer of disorder again. As you've already outlined, I mean, the roots of this are in the case of Henry Novak, an 18-year-old. And murdered by Vikram Digwa, a member of the Sikh community who was carrying the ceremonial blade. And I suppose people on the right wing of British politics, the hard right, like Nigel Farage and also like Tommy Robinson, see this as kind of their George Floyd moment, because Henry Novak, as he lay dying on the ground and was handcuffed by police who actually seemed to suspect him of committing a racist offence against the man who stabbed him, as Henry Novak was lying dying on the ground, he said, "I can't breathe." And I suppose it's symbolic of the George Floyd case of 2020, and it has been used now by people on the British political right, I suppose, to rouse anger amongst their supporters. And we saw the effects of that last night when there was a protest in Southampton outside the police station, and then some of those protesters headed towards the house of the man who killed Henry Novak.
We can hear some of that tape which emerged during the trial and the hearing. This is quite distressing, but I'm keen to play it because, as you say, it is developing into a very major political and policing story. And this is Henry Novak telling police officers that he had been stabbed when he was being arrested and handcuffed by police. Let's take a listen.
Got this, Dad.
Right, let's get you out of there, shall we? Oh.
I can't breathe.
Grab his other arm. What's happened to you, right? You've been stabbed. Whereabouts? I don't think you have, mate.
Now we know now, Mark, that Henry was dying at that time. There is a claim that there has been an overcorrection in the police in the UK, where they're so terrified of being perceived as racist that they have gone too far the other way. That is what Nigel Farage is saying. That is what Restore is saying. Tommy Robinson, even the Conservatives to a certain extent.
Yes, I mean, it is this accusation about two-tier policing. That is the touchstone phrase in all of this. The National Police Chiefs Council in Britain issued a set of guidelines. And in those guidelines that were issued to all the various police forces in Britain, the guidelines effectively said, look, you have to be really careful with ethnic minorities. They've had a terrible history of policing injustice and so on. And you have to make sure that you balance things out in their favour, sort of. And that's effectively what the guidelines said. And that has been portrayed by people on the hard right of British politics as something that is a danger to the white community, the white British community. And I suppose it has all come to reside now in this case. And this has been held up as the example of where two-tier policing has effectively turned the tables on white people. I mean, you mentioned at the very outset of this item, you mentioned Nigel Farage and his exhortation for people to engage in pure cold rage. I mean, Nigel Farage is also on, you know, from a political standpoint, he's at risk of being outflanked on his right wing by parties that are more hard right than his Reform UK. I mean, you mentioned Restore Britain, and that's one that's in charge of that's on his right flank politically. He is also, I suppose, competing with people like Tommy Robinson for oxygen in debates in the right wing community. Tommy Robinson and Nigel Farage are big rivals, and they don't get stayed on, and Nigel Farage has always kept Tommy Robinson out. It was actually Tommy Robinson who called the protest last night, the impromptu protest in Southampton, that led that was followed by the disorder, in which there was a couple of people arrested and they were throwing wheelie bins and bottles and so on at police as a group of those protesters attempted to march towards the home of the man who had stabbed Henry Novak. So it's you know, we're heading into potentially a long hot summer here for the British political establishment. It's a World Cup year, so you're going to have football fans out drinking, and you're going to have people out in the streets. And we've seen in recent weeks, whether it's on the right wing or the left wing of British politics, large protests bringing people onto the streets. So the potential is there, certainly at least, for difficulty for the British establishment over the summer. They still remember what happened in 2024 and they're worried about it again.
It was quite something though, Mark, to see Nigel Farage come out yesterday and call for action, and we'll hear it in a moment, but it was extraordinary because it came off the back of Henry Novak's family paying tribute to the police despite what had happened. They said that they wanted to express their heartfelt gratitude to the murder investigation team who secured justice for our son and for our family, and we will be forever grateful. And they did not want Henry's murder to be used in this way. That was clear. And then right after that, Nigel Farage comes out and he says this.
Enough of anti-white prejudice. A promotion of the idea that white lives matter just as much as black lives. Henry's family have responded to this in just the most extraordinarily dignified way. But I suggest the rest of us respond to this with pure, cold rage.
I mean, you could listen to that and say he has absolutely no right to do that when the family have called for the exact opposite to happen. But clearly people are responding to him.
Yes, they are. They are indeed. I mean, he has his own political priorities. I mean, this you know, he hasn't had a good couple of weeks, Nigel Farage. There's been a lot of questions over political donations to him and so personally. He stopped having the sort of media events that he used to have. But then he made this what was billed by Reform UK as an emergency address to the nation. And that was what you just played a clip of there. And so, yes, he's responding to the case. He's also, I think, trying to play politics with it. And he's also responding to the political threats to his own party from his right flank. Nigel Farage, for a good few months, maybe about 5, 6, 7 months ago, he moved his party maybe slightly more towards the centre. They took in a lot of old Tories, and they then basically tanked in the polls, or certainly plateaued in the polls and come off their peak. And you will have noticed in the last couple of months that Nigel Farage and Reform UK are leaning harder back into the populist right angle in British politics, because that's where the energy in British politics is at the moment. That's where all of the verve is. That's the type of politics that can get people excited and on the streets. And that's the type of country that Britain is at the moment. I mean, there are genuine concerns amongst people across the political spectrum about those police guidelines and about whether or not there has been an overcorrection. But whether or not those fears are real or whether they are justified, they are certainly being weaponized by people across the spectrum in British politics for their own ends. And Nigel Farage is just one of those people, I think.
All right. Well, let's keep an eye on that one. It is fascinating and really concerning to see it unravel in the way that it has in the light of that tragic death of Henry Novak. Mark, thanks for joining us from London. Mark Paul there from the Irish Times.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.